Kia ora, Vinton.
Hey, Vivi, how are you doing today?
Very well, thank you.
Cool. Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful day to give people a little bit of truth and a little bit of a shock and a jolt that they need.
Did you hear David?
Yes, I did. I listened very intently, and I was very pleased with the way he went through all the vitamins and nutrition, because when I went through this research material, I didn't go through the vitamins and nutrition stage to talk about it with you tonight. What I'm going to talk about with everybody tonight is the the part that the news is basically cutting out, and the general agenda behind this entire thing and what its origins are. So
The power cuts.
No, I'm talking about the swine flu here.
Okay,
so if I may be a little bit forward, I've got about 4 minutes of material to get out, so I'll just get it out quickly as possible.
No, that's okay.
Go ahead. Thank you.
I'm sure our people will, our listeners will appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the listeners listening, and I'll just introduce myself first of all. My name's Vincent Eastwood. I am Mr. News. You search me up on Google, I'm right on there. Now, in either case, I'll just start in with the swine flu material. So, NPR reported that the deadly swine flu combines genetic material from pigs, birds, and humans in a way researchers had not seen before, thus leading us to suspect in the lab. Okay, now this strain of swine influenza that's been cultured in the laboratory is something that's not been seen anywhere actually in the United States and the world. So this is actually a new strain of influenza that's been identified, said Dr. John Carlos of the Dallas Co-Medical Director. All right. Now, catching the illness basically doesn't really matter because the origin of it is claimed to be swine, when in fact there have been no cases, at least in the US anyway, that have had any contact with pigs whatsoever. Now, the World Health Organization insists that the outbreak has a pandemic potential and has been stockpiling supplies of Tamiflu, or as I like to call it, Scammyflu. Now, those that have a stake in the Tamiflu vaccine include top globalists and Bilderberg members like George Shultz, Lolly Woodrick, and J.R. de Vink, and former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld.
That's right.
Now, on that point, for those of you who don't who are unfamiliar with Donald Rumsfeld, he's the one who proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. So, anything that he's peddling, you just make sure you walk right away from it. Now, in either case, Rumsfeld himself played a key role in hyping an outbreak of swine flu back in 1976 when he urged the entire country to get vaccinated, and many batches of the vaccine were contaminated, resulting in hundreds of sick people and 52 fatalities. Now, the virus is spreading from people to people, and that the young and healthy are being hit the worst. Now, this has disturbing parallels to the deadly 1918 pandemic that killed millions. Now, this wouldn't be for the first time, of course, that deadly flu viruses have been concocted up in labs. For example, some people might remember that Czech newspapers questioned the shocking discovery of vaccines contaminated with deadly avian flu virus, which were distributed to 18 countries by the American company Baxter, and that they were part of a conspiracy to provoke a pandemic. All right? Now, just a word on a little bit on the health side. If you have any mercury exposure, for example, if you break one of those new, what do they call this, energy saver lights, they got a little bit of mercury in them, and mercury exposure actually increases your vulnerability to the virus, which many people don't actually realize. Now, it makes the flu symptoms worse and even more dangerous. And that is one reason the flu vaccine is deadly, because most brands include thimerosal, which is almost 50% mercury. Now, Dr. Grind findings appeared on the web 23 Archives of Internal Medicine and concluded in every season, people in the lowest vitamin D group were about 36% more likely to be suffering a respiratory infection than those in the highest group. Okay, the sun is a strong medicine against the flu, and we are more vulnerable today than ever before to a massive epidemic, because we are more toxic and more deficient in crucial vitamins and minerals than at any point in modern history. Now, November 2005, Japan's health ministry issued a warning of dangerous behavioral side effects linked to the anti-influenza drug Tamiflu. This came amid reports that several children in Japan died after taking the medication. For example, a 17-year-old boy, after taking the medication, left his home during a snowstorm and jumped in front of a truck and died.
Was this the one in Japan?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, there were 12 children that died.
That's right.
I covered that last year.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And earlier that year as well, another 14-year-old boy, after taking one Tamiflu capsule, jumped off the 9th floor of an apartment building.
That's right.
Now, yes. Doctors said in both cases that the boys had not exhibited any abnormal behaviour before taking Tamiflu.
Mm.
Now, drug manufacturer Roche and US regulators have warned that the influenza patients treated with Tamiflu may have an increased risk of self-injury and delirium. These are the people that make it telling you this. The medical industrial complex and governments around the world are ready, willing, and able to use this pandemic as an excuse to attack the human race with misinformation and extremely dangerous drugs and vaccines. Mm. For example, Dr. Eleanor McBean, lived through the 1918 influenza pandemic, she testified that, as far as I could find out, the flu hit only the vaccinated, end quote. Those who had refused the shots escaped the flu. Mm. All right? There was 7 times more disease among the vaccinated soldiers than among the unvaccinated civilians, and the diseases were those that they had been vaccinated against. Vaccines are, in fact, bioweapons of mass destruction. Now, I'd urge all the listeners and everybody who has any illusions that your government isn't out to kill you, I've got to say this. The leading cause of death in the 20th century, above all else, above car deaths, alcohol, cancer, everything, was people's own governments.
Mm.
All right? So bear that in mind. Now, you have to disseminate this information to both doctors and people facing the current public health crisis. All right?
Mm.
Now, in New York City, there were outbreaks that were traced to missing bioweapons from the top U.S. Army bioweapons laboratory at Fort Detrick. Okay. Now, the CID, the Army's Criminal Investigation Division, is actually investigating the possibility of missing virus samples from the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases, the USAMRIID. Now, the investigation is ongoing. We don't know the full facts on that one yet, but it kind of points a flag out, doesn't it?
Mm.
Now, that same organization is the Army's top biodefense lab. In February, they halted all their research into this disease and others, known as selected agents, following the discovery of virus samples that weren't listed in its inventory. Someone had taken viruses from the inventory and replaced them with viruses that weren't in the inventory. That concealed the loss of the bioweapons, thus preventing a lockdown long enough to allow someone to smuggle them out of the lab and off the base. The virus itself has a morphing ability, okay, because it's blending these 3 types of new flu into a new fast-moving and deadly strain. That's exactly the type of new morphing bioweapon missing from that institution. Now, indeed, the U.S. Department of Defense has said that this might, in fact, the release of this virus might, in fact, be a possible terrorist attack. They said that it has likely taken place, and it would logically mean that it took the form of a biological weapon. So, one of the most interesting things about terrorism is that one of the definitions that people forget is that it's a method of governing people, robbing them of all their reason by scaring the living daylights out of them. And I liken that to the fear campaigns of, take your pick, global warming, the recession, the swine flu, war, etc., all designed to rob you of your reason. Now, in either case, just for the last time, the swine flu mass vaccination campaign was in 1976. Mm-hmm. President Gerald Ford actually went on national television getting himself injected with the vaccine. Okay. Now, after that, it became difficult to deny that the vaccine was killing people because many elderly recipients got paralyzed and died in very great numbers, mind you. Now, there's no evidence for efficacy of Tamiflu in any illness caused by agents other than influenza types A and B. And that's from Roche Laboratories, the manufacturer of Tamiflu. Now, swine flu, and from this point on, I just kind of want to call it the H1N1 virus, because swine flu kind of makes it sound like it comes from pigs, and it's not. H1N1 sounds like it's bred in the lab, which it is. Now, in either case, it's not a influenza type A or B, so even if it did work, the hefty side effects that are possible are as follows. You know, you can have angina, chest pains, abnormal liver function, and even life-threatening anaphylactic shock. Okay, which means you've been totally so poisoned that your body cannot deal with it. It just shuts down and dies. Now, a word of wisdom, if we keep looking 100% of the time in all the wrong places, then why are we always surprised when we 100% of the time keep coming up with all the wrong answers? Now, while the the 1918 Spanish flu, while the mortality rate of people treated with traditional medicine and drugs was 30%, those treated by homeopaths, like David Holden, for example, had a mortality rate of 1.05%. In fact, many believe that the epidemic was actually a vaccine reaction. When army vaccinations became compulsory in 1911, the death rate from typhoid vaccination rose to the highest point in the history of the U.S. Army. And the U.S. Secretary of War, Henry L. Stimson, reported that 7 men dropped dead after being vaccinated. The 1918 Spanish flu was first reported in an American military camp, Funston, Fort Riley, in troops preparing for World War I and receiving 25 vaccinations, according to the CDC. The same flu strain appeared only one other time, in 1976. This was again at the U.S. Army base Fort Dix, and again was seen in recently vaccinated troops, and only in them. The virus has not appeared anywhere else. Okay, so I've said my bit, Vappy. And it's been a heck of a lot of information, and I apologise for the rushed nature of it.
That's fine. I mean, we've been overwhelmed by the other, haven't we? It's everywhere. It's on TV. It's on every station. It's in the newspapers every day, but every day is swine flu.
Yep, absolutely. Good 30 seconds or a minute on the start of every news program. And right now I've become almost allergic to the news coverage. Every time I see it, I go, for bloody hell's sake! And I start yelling at the television saying, it's all lies, it's all lies.
I've got the remote in my hand, so every time it comes on, I just mute it.
I love you, Vappy. Great logic.
We should open the lines, shouldn't we, Vincent?
Hey, shoot.
Yeah. Okay, folks, do ring in. You've heard what Vincent's had to say. Our number's here, 2570603.
Well, that wasn't all I had to say, by the way.
Oh, I see. But anyway, that's it for the time being.
Yeah.
0800-4603-603, if you're ringing from out of town. I know, I mean, people, there's been scare tactics, as David was saying.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't do this and so forth. Well, I haven't taken any of their stuff. I haven't had the flu.
Yeah, absolutely. And knowing you, Vappy, you definitely keep yourself out and about and fit and healthy anyway.
Okay, Vincent.
Yeah.
Now let's start again.
Yeah.
Why are they doing this?
My sources, and I have many. All point towards an end game of a global population reduction somewhere between the region of 80 to 85% of the current population. That's an extermination of approximately 6 billion people. Now, this objective has been essentially around for a very, very long time, and indeed the birth of Western civilization. There's a group of stones that are known as the Georgia Guidestones. Nobody knows who built them. Nonetheless, they're there, and they say in six languages that the pop- population should not rise above 500 million, along with various other terrible...
Since we're talking about the different kinds of flus,
mm-hmm.
now, what happened to the SARS flu, for example?
Well, the SARS flu is much like the swine flu and just like the avian flu.
Yeah.
They're all cooked up in a lab, and essentially they're just released to the public, at various times at convenience. Yeah. People who want to sell an awful lot of product. And what a lot of people don't realize about things like Tamiflu is they have a shelf life, sometimes between 6 and 12 months. And as we recall, the last flu that was, coming around, we bought a copious amounts of scammy flu, but the virus never got here. So what they were faced with is a terrible predicament. You can either A, make a shitload of money by killing a whole lot of people, or B, lose a shitload of money.
Yeah. So and there was the SARS, there was the avian flu or the bird flu, every kind of different flus, eh?
Absolutely. Mm. Now, what I've come to realise is that the relevance of worrying about this flu or that flu and the other flu is for naught.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
What matters is what you actually do about it. What do you do once you realise that your government and or your politicians or forces throughout the world that we don't really fully yet comprehend are trying to end your life?
Mm.
What do you do when somebody's trying to end your life? You either take them out or you die. Now, how does one take out a malevolent force like this?
Mm.
Well, the problem that what I have come to call the resistance faces is a lack of public discourse on the issues. The truth is on our side, not on theirs. But the media is on their side, not on ours.
That's right.
Okay, so...
And as David said, to build up the body's immunity.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Now, a body's immunity is much like societal immunity. If a society is informed, intelligent, and have a media that is fully and utterly devoted to telling you the absolute honest truth without fear or favour, then you've got nothing to worry about, right? Because any bad stuff that comes around, everybody will know about it, everybody will shout it down, and nothing will happen. And whatever evil forces that have crawled out from under a rock to try and usurp some of your liberties or end your life, they'll just crawl right back on under that rock and sit and wait. But we won't wait while we're sitting outside that rock. We're going to build a society that'll make sure that that rock can't ever be lifted again.
Yeah.
That's my kind of angle in all of this. I think that having an alternative media that is credible and viral, if you'll pardon the pun, is the one chance that we actually have of waking up humanity to the reality. The reality is that we are under attack, and our people that are dying at the hands of these culprits, they have to be saved. You have to take care of the people around you.
Mm.
That's the basic premise of life. In order to survive, you have to make sure that you protect the people around you. And likewise, you need to make sure that they protect you. That's what a partnership is. And partnerships are very strong. For example, I've noticed that National and Labor have closed ranks over this referendum.
Oh,
isn't that interesting?
Have they?
That's right. Both of their leaders have said that, that's a despicable question, blah, 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 I'm not going to vote on it.
Oh, it was written by the clerk of the House.
Precisely, in plain view. If they had any chance to speak up, they should have spoke up then.
I've talked to lawyers and asked them what was wrong with the wording. They said nothing.
That's right.
Don't know what the fuss is.
Here's the problem with the wording, Vappy. The problem is, if you vote no, you're a fascist scumbag.
Mm.
The fact is that they want to vote no, but they know that if they do, the entire public is going to... I can't say on air what the public is going to do to these people if they find out the truth about them. But I imagine it'll be good, because the funny thing I find about people is that they're always willing to make peace.
Mm.
aren't they? I mean, you and I, we've had our arguments and discussions about things that we disagreed about, but at the end of the day, we both realised that making peace and having a happy life is far more important than any kind of petty power struggle, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
All right, so again, to all the listeners, I just kind of want to say that you actually have to support your alternative media. Democracy does not work if you sit on your couch, okay? The only way democracy actually works and doesn't get usurped by people who covet all the power that are sitting up in their high chairs driving around their ministerial cars is if every single person realizes that it's their responsibility to actually have their voice heard. And if you know, like many people do, that the government is not listening to your voice, then we don't have to listen to them anymore. Do we? No point listening to somebody who won't listen to you.
Indeed. Well, Vincent, thank you so much for your perspective on the swine flu.
You're welcome.
The research that you've done.
Everybody, I'm going to be making a few videos about this and putting them up on YouTube. So just Google Mr. News, and through some little way or shape, you'll find me. I'm on Twitter, I'm on MySpace, I'm on Facebook, and obviously YouTube. The information is out there, and you have to reach out and grab it. Because otherwise, your ignorance will grab you and pull you right down.
Well, there's only a few of us that have been, telling the truth about the swine flu. You counted on your hand. I mean, there's you, me, David, maybe John.
No. We're not the people that are only talking about it. We're just the only ones who seem to get heard because we're the ones who are most active. All right? Now, if you're not active, you don't get heard.
Hillary and them are too. But what I mean is this, that most people have fallen for these lies.
Which is problematic because how do you tell a child there's no Santa Claus? But with that, I'd like to say thank you. I listened to the radio show tonight, Vapi. You've been wonderful. So has David, and also the caller before him, Martin. Martin, I believe it was. I had to jump from the car and come up here and turn the radio on, so I missed that person in between. But in either case, I've seen that the discourse and the language and the discussion that is being used on your radio show, Vapi, is
thank
tops.
You, Vinny.
Absolute
thank you
tops.
Much. Yeah, that was Hurianna, the first one.
All right,
mate. He came on. Yeah, no, he's always got interesting ideas, and he's always hot to trot.
Well, I'm particularly impressed with his ideas on the super city and privatisation. It's great, you know, because if you've been taxed on your back and you have made sure that you've built this wonderful city and $28 billion worth of public assets, you don't want to see it taken away from you. Likewise, nobody wants their car to be stolen or their house to be repossessed. And that's essentially what's happening here, except it's being done in a very chess-like manner. They're not playing checkers. It's not simple, which is kind of hard because most people have the grand difficulty of thought processes. They think, oh, I don't have enough time to think. I don't have enough time to research all this information, etc., 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 making excuses as if not having the time to ensure that your society doesn't get taken over from tyranny excuses you from it being taken. But in either case, I'm glad to know that many of my friends and some of my family, including people like you, Vapi, do not buy into this bullshit, and we do not accept that it is a reality, and we will not back down, and we will not allow our country to be taken over. We will not allow our people to be killed without any repercussions for the people that killed them, because we have a moral compass, because we care. And because we know the power of the individual, and an individual can make so much difference. People like Gandhi, like Nelson Mandela, like Jim Morrison. It doesn't matter who you are or how powerful you think you can be. If you do everything that you can, you win automatically. If the media doesn't respond to the things that have been said on air tonight, all it does is make them look bad because they know that they're full of shit and we're full of truth and we make them look bad. And every single psychopath knows if somebody's starting to make you look bad, you best ignore them, shuffle it under the rug, not talk about it. Because then people will be able to see your dirty laundry stinking up the place. And I believe that the media and our government has an awful lot of dirty laundry, and it's time to give them a wee bit of a scrub.
Oh, sorry. Okay, Vincent. Now, thank you so much for coming on and talking about the other side of these things called flus. One, two, whatever, whatever. And tracing, you know, where the money goes. By the way, have you read the latest Investigate?
The latest Investigate? Are you referring to Christine Rankin?
Oh, not just her, but that, was it you? You and I have been talking about the IMF and the World Bank. And
oh, yeah.
I can't remember who did that story.
It's irrelevant. What was the story?
No. The point is that, that story was saying that people have been, you know, wrongly accusing the bankers and so forth.
Mm.
When, I can't remember how he simplified it, actually.
That's quite funny. The bankers saying, it's really sad that everybody's blaming us for everything that we've done.
Yeah. Well,
it's like the little kid who's been caught with his hand caught in the cookie jar, and he just says, "Oh, why are you coming down on me? I was just stealing."
Yeah.
And I think that's the level of understanding that these people really have about what right and wrong really is. Very much like a child.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thank you so much, Vincent, for coming on.